When Simin Nun Gimel, we are up to Sif Hei, we'll be doing Sifim Hei and Vav. So the Mechaber writes, Im Ein Motzin Mi Sheyebo Kalamidas Eilu. Back in Sif Dalid, the Mechaber had told us that a Shliach Tzibur should be Hagun, and that included that he's not a Bal Avera, that no rumors went out that he ever did Averis, that he should be a humble person, he should be Merutza La'om, people should like him, he should be a pleasant person, should have a good voice, and should be someone who regularly reads Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. What happens if you can't find such a person? Yivcharu HaTov Shebetzibur B'chokhmo V'masim Tovim. So we'll have to settle for somebody who is at least relative to the rest of the Tzibur, the best in his Torah and Ma'asim Tovim. He should be the Shliach Tzibur. Now, Mishtaburah brings, the Ramah then goes on and says, Hagavim hoya kan amoretz zokim v'kolonoi. If you had an amoretz who's older, and his voice is very pleasant, v'hom chafetzim bo, and everyone likes him, uven yud gimel shona hamevin masha omer. You have a bar mitzvah boy who knows what he's saying. In other words, we're talking about an amoretz who sings the davening beautifully, but doesn't really know what he's saying, as opposed to a 13-year-old, a bar mitzvah boy, that knows what he's saying. Vein kolo noyim, and this bar mitzvah boy doesn't even have an especially nice voice. The halacha is hu kodem. Hakotn is the kotn is kodem. The younger one is kodem. He comes first. In other words, the ikar of a shliach tzibur is not his voice, but that he should know what he's saying. Further, Mi sha'over avera b'shogik, gon shaharag ha'nefesh b'shkaga chalila. Someone accidentally killed. V'chazer b'tshuva muter li yashliach tzibur. Avalim b'mezid lo, d'mikom ha'kom yotza lov shem ra kodem ha'tshuva. Somebody once did a terrible avera b'shogik, and has since done tshuva. He did tshuva for not having been more careful, perhaps. The halach is he can be a shliach tzibur. Whereas somebody did an avera b'mezid, even though he did tshuva, he should not be a shliach tzibur. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that on a tainis you should be makbid that someone did an aver b'mezid and did tshuva, that he should not be a shliach tzibur. Whereas on a regular day, even though the person did an avera, so long as he did tshuva, even though the avera was b'mezid, if he did tshuva, there's nothing wrong with him being a shliach tzibur. A balavera, the mezid that did tshuva, is allowed to be the shliach tzibur, but not on a tainis. The Mishnah Berurah also says that on Rosh Hashanah, on Yomim Noraim, one should be machmir like on a tainis. Whereas for the rest of the year, even if the person did an avera, the mezid, the halachi is that he is kosher to be a shliach tzibur. This is if he did one avera. Whereas if you're talking about a balavera b'kfias, there we saw that even though he did tshuva, it's not right to appoint him the shliach tzibur. Siv vav. Ein memanim elamishin esmale zekono mipnei kavod hatzibur. It is a lack of kavod hatzibur to have a little boy daven as the shliach tzibur if his beard hasn't filled in yet. Aval ba'akroi, says the Mechaber, that's only talking about if he is going to be the permanent shliach tzibur. And this was the minig that it was known. There was this one person that davened all the time. In most Sephardi shuls, they still have that minhag. There's a person whose job it is to be the regular shliach tzibur. Avol bakroi mishehevi shtei saras yuchol leired lifnei hateva. The Mechaber says, though, as long as he is a gadol, he is not a katan, he can be a shliach tzibur on a temporary basis. Which means if you're just asking somebody, get up today and daven, you be the shliach tzibur. As long as he is bar mitzvah, that's enough. Now he says mishehevi shtei saras, which means that he is physically mature. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that we are makel, as long as we know he's 13, you don't have to know that he's yet physically mature. The Prima Gadda mentions that Lashita Zarambam, that tefillah is doraisa, then for Shacharis and Mincha, where he is being motzi v'kohol, you would have to know that he really is physically mature as well. Ubilvad, says the Machaber, Shelo Gismana mipia tzibur or mipia shatz mamano so lohokom alav lispalo badol liitim yedu'im. He should not be the regular substitute for the shliach tzibur, where there are set times that the substitute davens. So the Mishnah Berurah points out what will happen if there are no set times. He is the substitute when the Shliach Tzibur doesn't show up. He will daven, but there are no set times for him to daven. He brings down a machlokas. Some say that since he is the regular substitute, that is called a permanent setup. Others say that since there are no set times for him to daven, it is not a permanent setup. So it is a machlokas. Mishnah Berurah says that on a tainus, one should be machmir. You should not allow on a tainus someone whose beard didn't grow in fully to be the Shliach Tzibur.